Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das bei der Zara, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav, Eli Dvarim shall Oivde Kechavim Asur. This Mishnah is going to list foods of Oivde Kechavim that are asur only for eating. This includes types of food where the Oivde by the Zara may have mixed something that's asur inside, and also types of food that when a person eats this with someone, he becomes very involved with that person. Chazal wanted to make a shtickle, respectful mechitza. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, Eli Dvarim shel Oivde Kechavim Asurin. The following things are asur v'achila. But the ain isuran isur hana. Their isur is not an isur against having any hana from it, only against eating it. Chalav shechalavay Oivde Kechavim. Milk that was milked, the ain yisrael re'eyu. And there was no yid there seeing him. Vayter says the Mishnah, Vapas and bread, Vashem and Shulhen, and their oil. Zakta Batanura. Since it was difficult to avoid eating the bread of the Avdi Kechavim completely, the Rabbanim permitted eating bread from a bakery, as long as the ingredients are kosher, as opposed to homemade bread of an Avdi Kechavim. They remained usher in most cases. But you can't paskin from this, you have to know what the halacha is. Again, just quoting what the Batanura says, if we were not talking about the halacha, pass of balei batim, not of a bakery, they were only matter for holchei drachim, people don't have any other bread, or b'shas etchak. Now, oil. The gzeira of oil never took effect. So later on, the chachamim got together, and they were matter it. As the Mishnah explains, Rebbe, who based inai, Rebbe and his bezdin, hitiroi b'shemen, they reversed the previous Bezdin's decision to asa the oil. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Ushlokais, the Rabbanim also asered cooked food of the Avdei Kechavim. Now these three things, pass, shemen, before they lifted the gzeira, and the shlokais, it's not so much the concern in this case that they're mixing some unkosher ingredient, but it's the purpose of the Yisr is that they shouldn't get socially too close. Weiter says the Mishnah, Ukvashin, pickled foods. Shedarkin losis letoichan yayin v'chaimitz. The type of foods in which Ovidei v'Dezar put in wine or vinegar. V'taris trufa. These are finely chopped taris fish. What's a taris fish? Taris fish is really a kosher fish. And you know that in order for a fish to be kosher, it has to have fins and scales. A taris has fins and scales. And you can eat it as long as you clearly see that it's a taris fish. Even if I don't mamish see its fins and scales, but if I can see it's a taris fish, I know a taris fish has fins and scales. But sometimes it's chopped up in such little pieces, you can't tell. You don't see what the head looks like, you don't see what the spine looks like. So now we're already worried. Maybe a non-kosher fish is mixed in with it. So the taris trufa that was cut up in little pieces, your mamish can't tell what kind of fish it is, that's also aser. Vayter says the Mishnah. The tzir is like fish sauce, fish brine. She'enba doga kilbis. Shaitetes boy, fish brine that does not have a kilbis fish swimming in it. If there's no kilbis fish in it, you can't use the brine. What's pshat? This like fish sauce, this fish brine, is a juice that comes out of the fish when it's salted. And they used to use it as a dip, but how do I know he didn't put in the fish sauce of a non-kosher fish? And the answer is, right, I don't. That's why you can't use the fish brine of an Avdei Kechavim unless it has a kilbis fish in it. See, kilbis cannot exist in non-kosher fish brine. So in the mail, I know if it has a kilbis fish in it, I don't have to worry about this fish sauce, that there's non-kosher fish involved over here. The sauce couldn't come from non-kosher fish. If not, the kilbis wouldn't exist in it. So again, vitzir she'enba doga kilbis she'tetes bay. Fish sauce that does not have a kilbis fish swimming in it can't be used. V'hachilak, that's a chilak fish. This is actually a small fish that doesn't have fins and scales. Oh, if it doesn't have fins and scales, so it's a non-kosher fish. What's the question? Well, it doesn't have fins and scales when it's young, but it develops them later. It is really kosher. The problem is you have a lot of similar-looking non-kosher fish. So even if it's not chopped up, you can very easily confuse this with non-kosher fish. Vayter says the Mishnah, the koiret shel chiltis, a grain of chopped chiltas. That's a very sharp tasting vegetable. Wait a second, but it's a vegetable. So what's not kosher about a vegetable? Well, here's the problem. I have to worry that the Ovid Kechavim cut it with a knife that he also used to cut meat. And being that the chiltas is sharp, what happens is that the tam of the iser that was in the knife is drawn out and goes into the vegetable. Vayitra says in Mishnah, Umelech salkointis, that's a type of salt. It's like thick and very white. And they used to smear it with fat of a chazir, or the fat of dogim tamayim. So these things, hari elu asurin, they're asur biachila, but the ein isuran iser hana, the iser is not an iser hana. Quickly chazring over. Milk that was milked by an Ovid Kechavim, there was no Yisrael to see it. V'hapas v'hashemen shalahen, the Matanura explained. Pas of a bakery is mutter, if we know the ingredients are kosher. Private bread from a balabas, only in a very big shasat chak. We explained that al-pi halacha, you have to know what the halacha is. Just saying what the Matanura says. Misha told us that Rebbe Ubeistinoi were matir, the Yisr of Shemen, because it was never nispash, it was never kind of accepted. And that's the rule of Xer, that was not nispash, but Rav Yisrael, another bezin could be matrit. Cooked foods, machalim, that the derech is to pickle them with water and salt. Here there's a concern sometimes they would put in wine or vinegar. A teris fish that's been chopped up into little pieces, so I can't really tell if it's a teris fish or not. And fish brine that could come from non-kosher fish, unless there's a kilbis fish in it. A kilbis fish would not be floating around. It couldn't exist from source of a non-kosher fish. So if there's a kilbis there, I know that the fish brine is kosher. Chiluk is a small fish. When it's young, it doesn't have any fins or scales. Although it gets them later, but it's very hard to identify. It would be easy to confuse this with other fish that don't have fins or scales and aren't going to get them. He also said a kind of sharp vegetable, koiret shel chiltis. Concern is that the Ovid Kechavim cut it with a knife, which he also used to cut basar, and because it's sharp, the tam will go into the vegetable. Then there was melach salkointis, a type of salt. They would smear on it the fat of a chazir, or fat of dogim tamayim. So these things are asur bi'achila, but their iser is not an iser hanah.